100%. That bitch, even when I'm crying crazy. Yeah, I got boy problems. That's the human in me. Bling, bling, then I solve them. That's the goddess in me.
Hi, my name is Farah, and I am with the Dateable Rebels. This is the first episode, the intro episode, and I'm super excited. Anyways, I'm a 42-year-old single woman. I've never been married. I don't have any kids. I've been wanting to start a dating podcast for about 3 years now. I was going to do it with this guy that I was dating, but that wasn't going to work out. And so I was kind of searching for people to do the podcast with and thinking who I had chemistry with, who I knew for a long time. And so my longtime friend, middle school, high school friend, Sagana, got on board with wanting to do the podcast. And so I'm super excited now. And so I want to introduce Sagana to you.
Hi, I'm Sagana. I'm a 42-year-old single, never been married, don't have any children.
No cats either.
Definitely don't have any cats. Woman. When Farah brought this to me, I thought, oh God, I don't like my voice. I don't like to talk. But I thought, you know, I'm on this road to self-discovery and self-awareness and trying to do more things outside of my box. So I thought, why not? So I'm here. I'm excited. I look forward to getting into this conversation. I've been trying to discover more about relationships and love and marriage and things like that. So this, I'm looking forward to getting something out of this for myself as well.
Cool. Yeah, I think it's going to be really... It's going to be a really interesting journey.
Definitely, it's going to be interesting.
There's a lot to talk about. There's
Especially
a lot of
with
people.
The two of us.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I know. So what is your relationship status right now?
I am currently single.
No dating apps, no...
Definitely no dating apps. You know, there's... I don't consider, like, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat dating apps.
Mm-hmm. Well, they kind of are now.
I guess I've been approached on them, you know, but mm-hmm. I just kind of like, hey, we're friends, and just keep it there. I don't let it go any farther. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm at right now.
Nice. Nice.
What about you?
Yeah, well, I'm single. I'm single.
Ready to mingle?
And I'm not ready to mingle. I don't want to mingle. I don't care about it being in a relationship right now.
We're in the same place.
Really, really, actually really happy on my own without anyone's drama or like my own drama coming up.
We're in the same place then. That's
don't
good.
Don't bring any of my triggers to me, please.
Right.
Seriously. Yeah, no, this man, Facebook friend, requested me a while ago and I started dating him. And it was all right. But I decided it wasn't a match, and I in this process of dating men and realizing that it's not a match, I am finding how much what I want really really means to me, and I won't
definitely
I will not like compromise settle. Or settle for anything less. You know, if I'm gonna spend time with you and I'm gonna give my energy to you, you're going to be my boyfriend. We're right. Not just going to hang out and date and like, let's see what happens. No, I'm a 43-year-old woman. I know what I want. I don't want to hang out like we're 25 and like, let's see what happens.
That's right.
Fuck that. No. So anyways, I'm not mad. I'm really not. I'm happy to be hanging out with my cats. And my friends, the friends that, you know,
they accept you and your cats.
They accept me and my cats and my weird personality and everything and my projects and my work and just it's good. It's good. And, so I'm really interested, in relationships.
Yes.
And I mean, life is relationships, right? And so, there are so many different types of relationships that people are having right now. Just relationships in general, like romantic relationships, are changing. They're not so much from what I'm hearing and experiencing, committed. You know, like people want to go out and explore other options and just date or be in polyamorous relationships. So I feel like the way that dating is happening right now is definitely changing the way that relationships have been in the past. So I really want to explore that. And I want to hear people's stories. I want to hear what they have to say.
I want to hear what the thing that I love about relationships and stories is how it happened. How they knew, or mm-hmm. like how they met and fell in love, or just hit them out of nowhere, or and the things like how they've kept it going.
Yeah.
I want to hear about people who didn't give up. When I do get married, it's going to be forever.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't leave me.
He's not going anywhere. I can't leave him.
So yeah, it's going to be forever. So those are the stories that I'm interested in hearing.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a lot of stories, you know, and we'll have different subjects too on episodes. I think that'll be cool to hear, but it is interesting.
So what are some of those subjects?
So I really want to cover polyamory first. There needs to be like 6 episodes of that, because it's so dynamic.
6 episodes?
Yes, it's so dynamic. There are so many different like relationships that people like polyamory. And then the way that people do it. So polyamory, and how do you bring it up to your children? And like, okay, so
yeah.
You're telling your children that this is my partner, but this is my other partner. And they're, you know, trying to explain the whole dynamic situation and just being open. There's just so many different relationships.
Okay.
And I recently went to this adult conversation class, which is really cool, just for in general. And it's the subject is about polyamory, but it's about relationships.
Okay.
And so, I mean, just being honest with your friends and family. A lot of people are really judgmental about it.
Right.
And, you know, so I want to cover that. I want to cover online dating and the whole, like, shit show of that. I mean, how people behave. People say things they would never say to you in person,
send
to your
you
face
pictures.
Send you their dick pics. Nobody wants to see your dick. Nobody wants to see your dick. I don't want to see a dick. Talking about dating and religion, and dating and politics, dating and culture, interracial dating, dating with a mental illness, dating with a disability, dating in the Me Too movement, dating in your 40s. Can you think of anything else, Sagana?
Dating with blended families.
Mm-hmm.
Did we get that?
No, but you can add it.
Yeah. Dating blended families. You know, dating someone who has kids when you don't. Those kind of things.
Dating when you like animals and the other person doesn't?
Definitely.
I would never.
I can't date a man with cats.
I can't date a man who doesn't have a cat.
Seriously?
Yeah. No, he needs to have an animal, though. If he doesn't have an animal, he's weird to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think men with cats are weird.
To me, it makes me feel like they understand a woman.
Because oh,
cats
yeah.
are really, like, they're a trip.
No. No cats. That is, like, maybe we should talk about our deal breakers. If
yeah.
you've got a cat, it's a deal
not
breaker.
I'm going to date
it's
you definitely if
happen.
You have a cat. Definitely.
I can't. That's right there next to smoking cigarettes. I can't do it.
Yep. No, I can't do that either. Actually, I can't date a smoker. But yeah, I mean, so I was listening to Oprah's podcast yesterday, and it was about if somebody shows you who they are, believe them.
Oh, most definitely.
And so, but there were stages that she was talking about. She was like, in my 20s, you know, I was dating men and I would get, you know, this man would show me who he was, and I'd be like, well, I can change him, or I won't say anything, and everything, you know, it'll be okay, it'll work out, and it wouldn't, and then all these other, you know, showings happened again and again, and then, you know,
yeah.
eventually she got her heart broken, but she's like, and now I'm at a place where I really actually, when you show me who you are the first time,
right.
I'm good. And so I think that's really powerful, to live by and not to settle into anything that doesn't feel right or isn't worthy of your time or your energy.
That's what it is. When you get comfortable with who you are and you know who you are and who you aren't, what you will and what you won't tolerate, you don't have time for that. So
the 40s, baby.
That's right. 40s. Why did it take so long?
Because it just does.
Self-discovery, man.
It's always happening. But yeah, the 40s are really powerful, I find, as a woman, for sure. So yeah, I don't know. I'm excited to...
We're going to have guests?
To have these, yep.
Lots of guests?
Yep.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about all kinds of crazy stuff. And I hope that you join us on our journey.
It'll be fun.
It's going to be fun.
And interesting, nonetheless.
It'll be really interesting. Oh, yes, yes. Very interesting. We are going to sign off. Thank you for listening to Dateable Rebels. I am Farah.
And I'm Sagana. Thank you so much for joining us.
Peace. I'ma hit you back and I'm in it. I don't play tag, bitch, I've been it.